Search out and interact with people who amplify your motivation. By this I mean the kind of people who jazz you up instead of put you down. As an artist, I live a mostly insular lifestyle, as do probably most of the people I know, or at least most of the people listening to this. That's because I imagine most people listening to this are probably artists themselves. That's because most of the people that follow me on Twitter or are my friends online are artists, and I'm only speaking from my own experiences as an artist. As a creative person, there's times when you'll meet people who, without sufficient explanation, energize you or motivate you, or just the kind of people that resonate with you really well. And these are the kind of people that you want to cultivate in your online interactions or interactions generally. When trying to attract attention to your work, it's already known to draw cool stuff and put it up on the internet. But when doing this and trying to choose a subject, choose something that inspires you rather than what's popular. Something that inspires you, you're actually going to connect to and you're going to portray the character of much more successfully. I have a sort of undefined internal struggle about drawing established characters. Lately, I found the most successful drawings that I've done of established characters are ones that generally inspired me whenever I was a child, or were particularly impactful during my formative years. When I'm drawing something simply because it's popular or because it's in the public consciousness at the time, I feel like I'm drawing for other people. Whenever I draw something that was a particular influence on me, I feel like I'm drawing for myself, or at least I feel like I'm drawing more to entertain myself.
Artists, you should be paying attention to.
In trying to expand my influence, I generally look at a lot of artists, independent, animation, character designers, painters. I try to pick from a broad range of artists for inspiration. Right now, this is the artist that I'm really paying attention to, and I think you should be too. His name is Chris Anka, K-R-I-S-A-N-K-A. Google that. Chris Anka is an artist whose work goes across very broad styles. And even though he covers a lot of different styles, he tends to put his own flavor on each of the styles that he covers. He has an art blog that I believe is on Blogspot. If you Google the name, I'm sure that'll be one of the first things that pops up. Thanks again for listening in. If you have any suggestions on things that I should talk about or things that you want to hear me talk about, please contact me at 3ILL on Twitter. That's probably the most up-to-date place to contact me. And as always, if you don't like it, I'll eat it.